Well, and a very good morning to you. I'm Kermit Poling. Time for another Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Gene Moon from the Stephen F. Austin State University faculty, director of the Orchestra of the Pines, and also the conductor of the Longview Symphony Orchestra. And I guess that's what we're going to be talking about today. Gene, first of all, welcome to the studios.
Thank you for having me.
And Longview Symphony has a concert coming up this Friday evening at the Belcher Center in Longview, of course, which I might just indirectly add is probably the nicest concert hall in the area. It's a great place to perform.
It is magnificent.
I'm jealous. I'm really jealous. I am. But why don't you talk a little bit about the concert coming up?
The concert is called Dreams, Passions, and Visions. It's an all-French program, and I think it was kind of inspired by just my love for studying French piano music as a younger kid going through college. And the big work that's going to be showcased is the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique, which is a monumental, fantastic symphony. And the other two works are well-known French works, Fauré, Pelléas et Mélisande Suite, and also the Debussy Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. We've been doing a special project with area schools for the prelude. We gave kids the opportunity to listen to the Debussy prelude and create artwork that represents their impressions of the work.
Interesting. Okay.
And in the lobby of the Belcher Center, we will have artwork presented around for people to view. And then we'll have some adjudicators choose some of the best ones. And we'll have those scanned and shown up on the screen as we perform the work.
Very nice.
And I haven't seen them as well, and so I'm really excited to see young kids and their artwork shown up there.
So are they doing this purely just from listening, or was any part of the story, if you want to call it that, of the ballet given to them, or
mainly through listening? Okay. Now, we did give them a link to read the poem, but
all right, there
that's
you go.
A pretty dense poem to go through.
It's true, yeah.
And
yeah,
so, but again, it'd be mainly based upon listening to the work.
And of course, it's like everything else on the concert. I mean, these are really orchestral favorites, very well known pieces of music. The Prelude comes up a lot, and the Symphonie Fantastique is just one of the great blockbuster pieces in the repertoire.
Yeah.
And of course, that again also is something that has a storyline that runs through the piece.
Oh, it's a great piece of music. I always I say it's Berlioz's way of introducing thematic movie tunes. It's sort of we know the Superman theme and the Batman theme and Star Wars themes well. If you come to that concert, as you know, you're going to hear a certain theme, which is Berlioz's long-lost, well, at one point lost, but who he was infatuated and in love with, Harriet Smithson, who was that Shakespearean actress. And so her theme pervades through all five movements in different shapes and forms, and it's a very neat piece.
It's a work that is in, of course, five movements. Some of the movements very, very well known. The March to the Scaffold, of course, is one that's heard often outside of the symphony, just because it kind of fits nicely when you're looking for a little 3 or 4 minute movement. But the last movement has a lot going on. Of course, the Dies Irae plays all through it. But then you have the bells that rings. Are you doing the chimes?
We're bringing
in some bells?
We're going to use our regular bells.
Regular chimes, which are very impressive and all by itself.
I saw this Facebook video of the New York Phil, I think, doing
this
it.
This is what I was leading to see if you've seen it, because it's just been out on social media recently.
I mean, my curiosity is, do we even have those kind of size bells in East Texas?
Maybe if you climb up into a church.
One of the churches, right? Kermit, this should be a project for you and I. We need to do this together.
Let's
get those bells. Why don't we throw some cannons in there to get the 1812 going on?
That's it. We'll have the whole set, the orchestra that requires some special effects. So, you have been music director for this. This is your first season, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So your first season. So, any thoughts looking back on your first season?
I've really enjoyed learning more about Longview, getting to play with these musicians. We made a really strong push to make sure we feature and also bring in our local musicians to be part of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good to reconnect with our East Texas roots.
Sure.
And I'm really excited about the future season. This Friday, we'll also be giving me a sneak peek to our upcoming 17-18 season, our guest artists and some of our programs. So I'm really excited about revealing that to our our audiences as well.
So you can do that Friday. So I can't get a hint of anything today?
One hint would be that we have a very special guest cellist coming in from the Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
That'll be our guest soloist next year.
All right. So there's something to contemplate. So the concert is Friday evening, 7:30 start time?
Yes.
7:30 start time, and of course at the Belcher Center at Laterno University, which we were just there with Red River Radio and From the Top.
Yes, that was great.
Just there. And that was my first opportunity to hear something in that hall. I'd been there. I'd visited it, of course, and did site visits along with the From the Top people, and hosted by Cynthia Helen, who is the executive director there. But it was the first opportunity I had to actually hear classical music specifically. It's a classical music show in that hall, and it was very, very impressive. And it is, of course, the whole hall visually is beautiful as well. And then you have that huge, a diva
shell
that's in there. So that only enhances the experience.
When does your show air?
It airs in May at some point. You know, you ask me that, and I should probably be in touch with From the Top people to go, hey, when does that air? I want to say May 18th or in that vicinity there. So whatever weekend that is, that seems about right. Was it printed in the program? And when we were talking about it backstage before we went on and did a little presentation before that, I didn't have a copy of it. They just said, it's in the program. It's on such and such a date. But I never went back and looked at the program because I was busy doing other things. But that's going to be coming up. That's going to feature. And, of course, someone that you no doubt know well, though, Antonio, I shouldn't say Neo. He's Harrow, who isn't so little anymore. But when he first started winning our concerto competitions, he was much younger.
Oh, yeah.
All of 10.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting.
But this concert's going to be great. So, Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun of Debussy, the Symphonie Fantastique of Berlioz, and you said the Blaise and Melisande. Yeah, so talk a little bit about it. We haven't mentioned that. Talk a little bit about that.
The Foray is a nice work. It's considered four movements, and it has a very popular Sicilian movement that people will know the flute melody very well. Has the Filius movement, which is representative of the spinning goldenrod. It's kind of like a combination of various fairy tales, and I'm drawing a blank now. Which is the one where she pricks her finger and falls asleep? Is that Sleeping Beauty?
Snow White.
Snow White.
Yeah.
And I think that.
Well, either one, actually.
I think the same storyline.
This is Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, this is Sleeping Beauty.
Right. In the foray, it is. Yeah.
A spinning wheel, and the violins will portray the spinning wheel,
that's
and then she will fall asleep. So it's a fun movement, about maybe 16 minutes long.
And another piece that audiences are going to recognize. So it's a very familiar concert repertoire, and it ought to be very, very impressive, especially with the Berlioz at the end of the concert. So tickets are available, and you can go to longviewsymphony.org, and there's a link through to the tickets, or you can go through the Belcher Center, their box office, which is 903-233-3080. That's 903-233-3080. And tickets run between $20 and $50. And I know there are student discount tickets that are available as well. So a wonderful concert of great French repertoire. And I know the title you gave it, Dreams, Passions, and Visions, which I think suits it very well. So concert is at 7:30. Are you doing a talk before the concert? Or?
We'll have pre-concert notes given at about 6:45.
About 6:45. So if you want to get there a little early and get a little more detailed information, that's a great opportunity. Again, Friday, April 21st, opening notes at 6:45, the concert at 7:30. The Longview Symphony Orchestra, Dr. Gene Moon, will be conducting it there, my guest for today. And I want to thank you so much for making the trip in to be on the air.
Thank you very much.
And break a leg at the concert. And if you are with an organization and you have an event coming up and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, be sure and get in touch with us at 800-552-8502. And thanks.